Good morning. Well, welcome. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Kelly Smith, lead pastor at Grace Community Church. Very excited to be here with you this morning. A couple things before we get started. The first thing, I just want to say that if you are interested in signing up with the daddy-daughter dance, make sure you go out back, see Denise. She's a pretty cool person. I like hanging out with her, so you'll enjoy talking to her too. Number two is... I don't even know if I need to be up here today. The sermon Allie just gave was amazing, and I loved it, and thank you for sharing with us. No, don't be sorry. That's the beautiful thing is, what people may not know is, in the office, I get love, and I get this wisdom that comes from Allie in terms of worship all the time that helps me grow as a person. So the fact that we all get it together is an amazing thing. So thank you, Allie, very much. Third thing, just so you know, I'm a little chipper this morning. Last week, I was a little run down because we'd had the luau, and then we had Vision Sunday, and if you saw me running around and dancing around, I don't do that very well, so when I did, there was quite a bit of pain afterwards, but luckily I knew I had a treatment on Wednesday, so I was in the hospital Wednesday, got my leg all fixed up, and I'm rearing to go and feeling good again. So, welcome! It's good to see everyone. I'm in a great mood. So, glad everyone could be here today. We are starting a new sermon series called Dollars and Cents. And this is a three-week sermon series that we are going through talking about money and finances. And I know if you are new here, if you are new to the church, if this is your first week, you're like, dang it, always I go to church and they talk about money. We don't talk about money that much. And it's an interesting thing. And probably we should talk about money more at our church, but we don't talk about money with the focus on money. And there's a reason we don't talk about money as a focus on it. Like, let's talk about money, let's give money, let's do this, because that's not what we believe Christianity is about. It's about a relationship with Jesus. It's about a relationship with God, about understanding what he's done for us, and then our love returned to others through that. And so we want to focus on that relationship. But the interesting thing is, if you look in the Bible, money is talked about a lot. In fact, Jesus talked about money more than any other topic when he was going around and sharing the good news and reaching people and in his ministry. He talked about money. 1 out of 10 verses that he talked about are about money. Over 2,000 verses in the Bible are about money or finances or property or wealth, these different things. And it's an important subject that is discussed in the Bible. And the reason that it's an important subject is because God recognizes, where is your allegiance in this world? What matters to you most? Is it me, or is it the possessions of this world? And money has a big part of that. So we're going to be going through this sermon series called Dollars and Cents, Understanding Money, but what the Bible really says about money and how we're to understand it and use it and work with it in this world. And so today we're going to start this sermon series by talking about can you stop it and start it at the beginning? For some reason, it's like in the middle. If you could do that real quick, thank you very much. I hit him like, that's not where I'm at. Perfect. We're going to be talking about priorities. There we go. Our priorities in this world, our priorities in this life, where our focus is, and what matters most to us. And so we're going to start by looking at Matthew 6, verses 19 through 24. It says this. Jesus said, "Don't store up treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy. Thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. Your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is unhealthy, your whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is. No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money." Now, these words that Jesus gave are pretty powerful and pretty to the point. But to understand why Jesus was talking about this in Matthew 6 and what he was talking about, you have to understand the context of everything he had said up to this point. And when we're looking at this, you kind of need the backstory. You need to understand the context. And so this context of where Jesus is saying this is actually in something called the Sermon on the Mount. And the Sermon on the Mount was when Jesus was getting up and talking to people, and he was sharing something we have called the Beatitudes, like, blessed are the meek, blessed are these people, blessed are they will inherit. And he's talking about who we are. But really, the whole context of the Sermon on the Mount is understanding law and gospel. As he said, look, you need to understand, you were said, you need to do this to be righteous, and you can't do it. But I can. I'm not here to abolish that. I'm here to fulfill it so that my righteousness is now your righteousness. Not just it counts for you, it is your righteousness. God, when he sees you, doesn't see your brokenness, your shame, your guilt, your sin. He sees me, he sees himself, he sees the righteousness of God inside of you and who you are when you accept my message, when you accept forgiveness. And so he's talking about this understanding of law versus gospel, and understanding how we need to live, but not just going through the motions, what our attitude needs to be, what our priorities need to be in life. And he starts in chapter 6 by saying some of these very strong things, by saying, don't boast how much you give. When you give, don't be like, look at me, trumpets blaring, here's the big check, what have I done, isn't it amazing? He said, don't pray just to be heard. Don't stand in front of people and be like, oh God, holy God, right? You know, trying to have that big, you know, just having a presence to say, I want you to hear my prayer. He also talks about prayer and says, don't try and impress God in prayer. Don't just keep babbling on. Pray like this. This is where we get the Lord's Prayer, where he says, you know, say, our Father in heaven. Talk to God. Just tell him what you need. And even if you don't know, the Holy Spirit will speak on your behalf, will give groanings from your soul of what you need from God. He says, don't try and impress God with prayer. Talk to him. Have a relationship with him. And he said, don't fast to get attention. Don't be like covering yourself in ashes and look at me. I'm so sad. I'm struggling so much. Aren't you guys all impressed by my struggling? Right? He's saying, where is your priority? Is it about you? Or is it about your relationship with God? And he starts saying, your priorities need to change. It's not about going through the motions. It's about a mindset. It's about a heart. It's where your priorities lie in this world. And then he starts where we started, with saying, don't store up treasures on earth. And we started there in Matthew 6 where it said, don't store up treasures here on earth. And then he said, what you do is store your treasures in heaven. He said, don't do this. Don't store them on earth. Store them in heaven. And he says the reason is because wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. This is incredibly important for us to understand. There the desires of your heart will also be. If you are storing treasures on earth going, that's my focus. I want to have this stuff. I want to gather things. I want to accumulate. I want to have this stuff. It's because that's what's important to you. It's because that's where you go, this is my priority. This is what matters to me. This is where I find my worth. This is my treasure. Well, guess what? Every bit of that can be taken away. Every bit of that can go away and be gone in a moment's notice. You sit there and go, I have a house. There's no promise that it's not burning right now, right? No one knows. And it can be gone. Your vehicle could sit out there in there and someone could have already taken the wheels. It's happened before, people. It hasn't happened before. It hasn't, just so you know. Your vehicle, I think, is safe. I can't promise, though, but I think it's safe. But wherever you put your treasures, what it shows is what's important to you. It shows what the priority is in your heart. In fact, it's an issue of the heart. See, Jesus talks about money so much, not because money is a problem. Because guess what? There's nothing wrong with money. Money in of itself is morally neutral and powerless. In fact, the money we have is a piece of cotton cloth that the government says intrinsically this has value. But guess what? It's a piece of cloth. And if they say tomorrow it has half the value, it has half the value. It has no power. It's morally neutral and it's powerless. How we use it shows where our heart lies. Money can be used for great things. Money can be used to help others. Money can be used to build the kingdom. Money can be used for great purposes, but money can also be used for very bad things. Money in of itself is not a problem, but our heart can make it become a problem. Our heart can say, well, this is how I see it. And for us, we're told not to store our treasures here on earth, but to store them in heaven, to store it with a relationship with God, to focus on the kingdom, to focus on eternal righteousness, to focus on a life in Christ, to focus on these things, because where you focus them, there your heart is, that's your treasure stored up, and that shows what really matters to you. And for many of us, what we store up shows what's important to us. And some of us may say we collect things, right? If you collect baseball cards, I know as a kid I collected baseball cards. I did everything to get the best card. I wanted that Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card. Because, oh man, I knew someday that would be, I mean, I'm from Seattle, so of course it's worth money. But Ken Griffey Jr., I remember going, man, if I get that card, I'll be set for life. That's all I need. And me and my brothers would trade cards and keep them. And guess what? In my bedroom right now at home, I've got boxes of baseball cards. My wife's shaking her head like, I've asked him to get rid of them. Please, get rid of these baseball cards. I opened them up like 25 years ago, though. I'm pretty sure they're still good, right? But where you store things up, what you keep as your treasures, shows what matters to you. It shows where your heart is. And Jesus continued to talk about that when he said, your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. And when you look at this, you go, what do you mean my eye is a lamp, like a lamp that provides light for my body? Like something going out? No, it's the opposite. It's stuff coming in. What you focus on. It's talking about our eyes and what we see and what we look at and where our focus is, where we look to. Are we looking to things of this world? Or are we looking to God? Are we looking to our relationship with Him? Are we focused on what's important here that we go, this is where I have value? Or am I looking for what has value overall in the grand scheme of things, which is a relationship with God? You see, where we look is where our focus is. What we look to is where our focus is. And God's saying, if you're looking at money and possessions and these things, they're going to wither away. And if that's your focus, that's where your heart is. And all of that will be gone someday. But if you look to me, if you focus on me, if your eyes are pointed to me, then your life is filled with light. Your soul is filled with light. And it says it affects who we are. In fact, in Psalms 121, it says, I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. It doesn't say, where does my help come from? In financial freedom. Where does my help come from? In how much I own. Where does my help come from? In anything in this world. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, the creator of all. Where does my help come? It comes from God. And it says, what we focus on affects us. In fact, it said in that verse, it affects our mental, physical, and spiritual health. When we have our eyes focused on Jesus, the light that comes in brightens our soul and fills us with life and light. But when we focus on things not of God, and that's where our focus and our desires are on, then all it brings is darkness because it's devoid of God. Now, I know when people hear sermons like this, they're like, a couple things. One, are you asking me to give all my money away so I don't have money anymore? No, I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. People also say, so money's bad. No, I already said that. Money's not bad. In fact, we use money all the time. This church uses money. You use money in your lives. Money's not a bad thing. But where do you think your help will come from? Do you think it comes from money? Do you think it comes from possessions? Those things will bring us comfort, but they don't bring us peace. Those things will bring us easiness and going, okay, I can live in my little bubble, but they don't bring us relationships. Whether you have lots of money or little money, the fact that your focus should be on God does not change one bit. And money can be a great tool to be used for many great things, but it's not the end all. And Jesus wraps that up by saying that no one can serve two masters. No one can serve two masters. People would have understood what he was saying when he said you have two masters, you can't serve both. You would have understood that because if you were either a slave or you were had a loan with someone or you were indebted to someone, guess what? They had say over your life. If they said, now I want it repaid, now you have to do this, you don't have a choice. You are a slave to them, and you belong to them in a certain way. They have rule over your life. And Jesus says, you can't have two masters. You can't serve God and serve money at the same time. It's an either or, and people go, no, it's okay. I can use money and I can enjoy it and I can try and get as much as I want and I can serve God. You can, but guess what? Only one of them can be the master of your life. It's an either or. You can't have both. You know, how many people say stuff like, if you ask them, I know my kids have asked me, which kid do you love best? My daughter tries to get me all the time going, Dad said he loved me more than you, Kelton. And I said, no, I said you were my favorite daughter because I've only got one. Right? But you sit there and you go, if you go, I love my kids, and I love my spouse, and I love the animals, and I love them all equally, until you have to choose, until you go, there's a burning house, and I can only get one, who do I go in and get? Guess what? You can only have one. At some point, you have to pick. And this is what God is saying. There can only be one top priority in your life. It doesn't mean you can't make money. It doesn't mean you can't get money. It doesn't mean you can't use money, utilize it, help people, do all these things with it. But in your life, there has to be one priority. Is it God or is it the possessions of this world? Because at some point, those two things don't go together. And at some point, you have to go, which one do I choose when I make my decisions? Do I choose to have as much as I can? Or do I choose to follow God and what he has given me, use it to help the kingdom? And so we have to pick. We have to have only one master in our life. And it means we have to prioritize what is important in our life. And the thing about all this, even this sermon series, is it's not just about money. It's about everything. It's about all the things in this world, everything that we find a focus on. Where is our priorities? Is it God or is it anything else? And money is just such an easy one to look at because it grabs us so hard sometimes. And it ensnares us and slaves us and says, don't you want more? If you have a bigger house, won't it be better? If you have a nicer car, won't it be great? If you have more, you can do what you want. You'll be happy. And Satan uses money to try and go, look what I can do for you. And God says, that all falls away. There's only one person, only one being that can do anything for you. And it's me, because I never fail. Rust can't get me, moths can't get me, nothing can, because I'm eternal and forever and good and true. And the words I tell you do not fail. It's not just about money. It's where our priority is in life. Money just seems an easy one that rears its head sometimes. But our priority has to be on God, has to be focused on God so we can continue doing the work he wants us to do. In fact, it says in Hebrews, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. We do it by keeping our eyes focused on Him, letting His light flow into our life, flow through us and fill us up. Keep our desire focused on Him, not on the things of this world. Keeping our eyes on Jesus means that's what's most valuable to us. That's what's most important to us. That a relationship with Him trumps everything else. And when our focus is on Him, we can use money. We can use it for great things. We can use it to help people. But money's just a tool. It's not what we should find as important in this world. Jesus is the only thing that is important in this world. So the question becomes, where's our desire? What is our desire? And I'll be honest, my wife and I all the time have to have this talk. Where are we focused on? What do we want to do? Are we trying to build money so we can be comfortable later in life and do the things we want? Because we want to travel and we want to enjoy life and we want to see the world. But do I do it at the expense of those others we could help at the same time? Do we do it at the expense of loving on people, of following God's commands? And we want to be able to say, we want to enjoy life. God put us on this world to enjoy this world, and we're excited to enjoy it. I love this last summer. We were out on lakes and enjoying the sun and the heat of the summer because it only lasts 3 months, and then this lasts the rest of the time. Right? And I love it. We should enjoy this world. God created it for our enjoyment, to be in it. He said it's good. This isn't to talk about you need to get rid of money in your life because money's bad. That's not it. It's where's our focus? Where's our heart? Is it on where is our desire? Is it the things of this world? Is that what we find most important? Or is it things of heaven? Is it focused on God? Is it focused on Him? Because like I said, everything else in this world will fade away. And you may say, boy, when I get money, boy, things become easier. And I can do this and I can do that. And it was good. And it's tough when you're struggling. And you sit there and go, I don't know if we're going to have food on the table. I don't know if we're going to have a place to live, if we're going to have heat. Those things become very difficult and they affect your life greatly. But still, where's your focus? Do you think money will solve those things? Or do you think the comfort and peace of God will solve those things as well? He said, look at the birds of the air. Don't I care for them? Don't I clothe them? Look at the flowers of the field. Don't I give them beauty? I give what you need. Look at everyone in this room right now. Every one of us has clothes on, right? Yes? Good? Good? Okay, good. Every one of us right now in this room is warm. And you might be a little cold, but that's okay. That's just some people. We keep it right in the middle. But every one of us, God has given us what we need. We're clothed. We're warm. We have relationships with each other. God says, I will take care of you. I will give you what you need. Not necessarily what you want, but what you need. I've got you. I love you enough. Don't you trust me? Focus on me. Let me care for you. Let me provide what you need when you need it so you can do the things I have planned for you from long ago. I will give you what you need. He said in John 4:13, Jesus said, anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life. Money doesn't do that. Possessions don't do that. Stuff doesn't do that. Those things, you'll be thirsty again. You get money, guess what? You want more money. You have possessions, you want more possessions. It's a natural part of who we are. It's our sin flesh that just wants more. And God says, if you keep drinking those things, you're just going to be more thirsty. But if you drink from me, if you focus on me, if you look to me in all things, I will put a spring inside you, myself, that is always bubbling up, that that is always refilling you, that is always giving you the drink you need, so you're never thirsty again. Because I fill your heart. I fill your soul. So for us, it means serving God alone. We can't have two masters. We can't have two masters in our life. It can be God or anything else. So for us, we need to serve God alone. We need to make him our priority, your priority, my priority. He needs to be the priority in our life. As we continue these next couple weeks, we're going to start looking at what, now that we go, if God's the priority above money, then what is our attitude towards money? How do we use it? How do we use it for him? How do we use it in positive ways for all of us? Once we recognize he's the priority, then it's God. What do you want us to do with this? What have you told us on how to use this money? What have you told us on how to make sense of this all? So as we continue on, that's what we're going to look at. But first and foremost, if God's not the priority in our life, none of the rest of it really matters. So we have to start there. Let's go ahead and pray together. God, thank you that we could be in your presence. Thank you that we are here, God, in this building, that we're warm, that we're clothed. God, that we have coffee available to heat us up. Lord, thank you for providing for our needs. And Lord, sometimes we may sit there and go, I feel like my needs aren't met in terms of not wants but needs going. I'm struggling. I don't know if we'll have food. I don't know if we'll have heat. I don't know if we'll have clothing or house. But God, you always provide. And sometimes it's provide directly, and sometimes you provide through others to go, then let us come alongside you. Let us love each other, build each other up, encourage each other, and care for each other. Lord, you need to be the priority every day in our life. We can't serve you and something else. It's either all you, God, or not. Lord, I pray that you are the priority in our life. That even though we recognize money is neutral and it's just a thing, that we can use it for good or evil, that it can become a temptation. It can become a false god to us. And Lord, I pray that that does not happen, that our focus is on you, our priority is on you, so that you get all the glory once again, God. And we pray these things in your name.